No matter how many times I hear the nativity story in Luke 2, there's always something different that stands out. What has caught my attention this year is the words of the angels when they say, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." Great joy. Now, who doesn't want that at Christmas? Aren't we all looking for joy right now? Don't we all want that instead of feeling stressed or sad or worried? And most of us look for joy in the expected places as we decorate our homes or spend time with family and friends, as we shop for just the right gift or exchange special presents. But how often do we find lasting joy in these places? If you're like me, we see a glimpse of happiness, but it's fleeting, right? We feel great decorating the tree until we get to the ornament that reminds us of the loved one who's not coming home. We find just the right gift or receive something amazing, but soon our hearts and minds move on to the next thing. Can you remember every gift you received last year? I can't. And how long does the happiness of friends and family last? Sometimes about as long as it takes for them to argue or step on each other's toes, right? None of us have a picture-perfect family or the perfect Christmas home or the perfect gifts, do we? We are real people with real problems and real pain, and we can really see that at Christmas. So where is this good news of great joy that the angels announced? Where's that joy? What is that joy? Well, I can tell you this. It's not the same thing as happiness. Happiness is the result of good circumstances. And often we can find some happiness in good moments at Christmas. But happiness is not the same as the joy announced by angels. Happiness is temporary, but joy can last. Happiness is a good situation, but joy can come despite a bad situation. Happiness is a product of what we do, but joy is something that God does. In fact, the angels give us a clue about where joy comes from. "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." What is the good news of great joy? It's the birth of a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. So joy comes from what God is bringing us, not what we are giving each other, and not in the people around us or how we're getting along with one another. In fact, this good news of great joy happens regardless of who we are or what we're doing at Christmas. It's a joy that happens in spite of our circumstances. In other words, things can be really bad and God can still bring us joy. Now that's incredible, isn't it? In fact, the whole story of Jesus' birth is about joy that happens in the midst of difficult circumstances. Mary and Joseph didn't have a perfect Christmas. She was pregnant before their wedding, a scandal to say the least. Joseph chose to stay with her, a daring and surprising choice. And Luke tells us that they had to travel far away to Bethlehem when Mary was 9 months pregnant. Now ask any mom how ridiculous that would be. And to make matters worse, there was no room for them at the inn. So they stayed with animals and she laid her newborn baby in a feeding trough, a manger. In the middle of that incredible mess came the joy of a newborn Savior. And shepherds were the first to hear and share this good news. Shepherds. Sounds reasonable enough to us. But shepherds were simple, uneducated, unaccepted, dirty, rough, and rowdy guys who were low on the social scale. At the time of Jesus, shepherding was a profession usually filled by guys who could not find respectable jobs. They were stereotyped as liars, degenerates, and thieves. Their testimony was not admissible in court. And many towns had ordinances banning shepherds from the city limits. The religious elite didn't like them because they were usually working instead of observing the Sabbath, and they were considered ritually unclean. The Pharisees classified shepherds with tax collectors and prostitutes, sinners by virtue of their vocation. But it was to shepherds that God announced the good news of great joy. They were the first to hear this good news and the first to announce it. And they left their flocks to go see this great joy because they witnessed angels singing of his birth. Our world says that only the strong, wealthy, and powerful people are important. But God chooses people who are ordinary to experience the great joy. Like those shepherds minding their sheep. Like us, no matter who we are or where we're from. And you know what's so awesome? The shepherds were ordinary people doing ordinary work when God broke in with that good news of great joy. Which means God can break into our ordinary lives with good news of great joy. The joy of Christmas doesn't have to be around the table or the tree or with family and friends. It might just be when we're minding our own business. Soon we'll be putting away the tree and the decorations, and friends and family will leave. But the good news of great joy will remain. Because no matter what's happening, a Savior has been born for us. And the manger today is right here in our hearts. Today, Jesus is born wherever people need him. It's not confined to a church or a well-decorated home. Jesus is born wherever, whenever people really need him. The question is, do we need him? Will we welcome him and his joy into our hearts? Christmas is wonderful and difficult, isn't it? Talk of great joy can seem a bit removed from our real lives, right? I mean, there are empty seats at our table, relationships that are strained. There is the pain we carry from caregiving or illness, from job stress or loss, from the worry and fear of this pandemic, from sorrow over national and world events. Sometimes all the bright lights seem to highlight the darkness in our lives. Where is this great joy in the middle of our pain? John's Gospel says that Jesus is the light coming into the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Maybe that's why light can often help us to stop and remember the good news of great joy. Maybe the light on the tree or a candle or stars in the sky. It could be any light. We have some candles on our table at home, and it has helped me this year to take time to light them as I stop and remember that Jesus is the good news of great joy. It doesn't matter what's happening. Jesus is here helping us get through whatever we face. He is the light in the darkness. Some years I sit quietly alone and look at the lights on the tree. When I was a kid, we used to drive home from my grandmother's house on Christmas Eve, and we could usually see stars late at night out the car window. There's a reason that light is so meaningful in worship. Jesus is God's light. Light is a reminder that we're not alone no matter how dark life can be. Light is a reminder that joy can come to us even in the middle of pain. The good news of great joy is for us. Whoever we are, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, it's not confined to certain times and places, and certainly not confined to Christmas. The great joy comes from who Jesus is and what he brings. Reverend Dwight Gunter says if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent an economist. But since our greatest need was forgiveness, God sent a Savior. This is the good news that brings great joy. God did send us Jesus, a Savior, the one who can bring us hope and grace. That is a joy that lasts. Because Jesus keeps on giving that love and hope and grace for all eternity. And that joy is better than happiness because there's no end to that good news. So how about this Christmas we let go of all the hyped up expectations and just let God be in our hearts? How about we stop and take a quiet moment alone, find a light somewhere. Let that light speak to your heart. As you hold the candle tonight, let that light speak to your heart. And as you see the light, think of the good news. Many of us have it memorized already. It's what the angels sing. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. That's the message that can bring us joy. No matter where we are or what we're doing, no matter how alone we might be or how low we might feel, because it's a joy that transcends nativity scenes and Christmas trees and all the gifts. It goes well beyond this candlelight service and the gathering of friends and family. It's a joy that sustains our hearts and lives. It is the good news of the gospel, now and always. So may we stop and remember it and let it sink in, because this joy is for you and me. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And for that, all God's people say together, Amen.